I would say above all, the customers value reputation and the to be deliverable. I never want to be the cheapest. I never want to be the most expensive. I want to be a fair price for what I have in inventory. And the investments are, you know, really significant by anybody's standards. Tailored finance packages. You know, we don't do naked leasing. We will only do a lease if you have a contract with us. And therefore, we want to obviously have a contract with you, which we repair in our own facilities, which then becomes a branded product. And then we want to finance it for you and then take it back. We don't do operating lease, for example. We just do operating lease. We don't do a finance lease. It always remains our equipment. Mm-hmm. In a world of everything becoming virtual in terms of virtual booking and leasing the aeroplane, people then want to just have a number every month for the material services. And they want to have a number to it becomes a millennial type situation where you don't buy the yacht or the house or the car or the jet, whatever. It's all just, you know, take it for the day and send it back. And it's just being in that environment where, you know, the reason that why it's so significant about the comment about remaining relevant is that I'm in competition with, you know, not only industry known names, I'm in competition with household names. And so if, for example, I'm not able to service that customer because I don't have a relationship with that OEM, we'll just say Collins or Safran, it immediately gives my competitors the advantage. I think also being nimble and flexible, you know, really is a skill. And I think that we like to be flexible, but we've probably been too flexible to the extent of the fact that our processes become so bespoke, it becomes unmanageable. And that's something we're trying to get right.